The last Mishnah here in Perek Chof Beis, Mishnah Vav, another list of Yisurim Drabanan concerns that we have that are generally related to Refuah or other types of things that are Uvdin Dechol, more Vachadik, they're more like weekdays, and we wouldn't allow them on Shabbos. Sachin, Umimashmishin, Bibnei Me'ayim, there are different girsos, different texts, whether you add the words Bibnei Me'ayim in your belly or not, but Sachin means you can rub oil on your body, and you can memashmishin, you can smooth it around, because oil is not the same type of viscous substance like shiva, like wax, and you're allowed to rub oil on your body that's not called memareach. Avalom is amlin, but you cannot do, some say this is exercise, or this is a heavy type of massaging. Velom is garden, and not taking some kind of brush and scratching on our person, because that's more like the weekday, or it's a problem of refuah. Ein yordin l'kordima, you can't go down to this river called a Kordima, which had a lot of mud down there, and we were concerned that a person was going to get wet and is going to end up doing schita, squeezing out their clothing. Vein a'os an apiktoizen. Apiktoizen is some kind of vomiting action, which it was usher to eat, or this spice, or this thing, which would cause the vomiting, because that was part of a refuah, of an act of healing. Ve'in machzir nesashever, and you can't put back the broken bone. This is a much larger discussion, the Rishonim, of how to treat fractures on Shabbos. We have different categories. We have sakana, we have somebody who is life in danger. Then you have mechash ba'alma, little headache. Then we had cholash she'imbo sakana, where you're allowed to do an issa drabanan. And then we have what's called sakanas aver, which, according to many Rishonim, when you have something that might be a loss of a limb, then it would be permitted to do more isurim drabanan, not an issa daraisa like a real sakana, but more isurim drabanan, potentially malachus drabanan, not just xeris mishum refuah. But there's a lot of discussion in Or HaChaim and Shin Chav Ches about this details. Mishan nifraka yado veraglo. Somebody whose bone was disjointed or dislocated, there's no sakana involved. Lo yitrofein betzoni, you shouldn't wash it with cold water, which was those in those days of refuah. You wait till after Shabbos. Avarochin sukadarka, but you can just wash generally. Vim nisrapi nisrapi. And if you're healed, you are healed. But bezman hazeh, if it's really a sakana saver, or if it's such a painful thing that the person would have to lie down there in excruciating pain, you're allowed to do any xeris refuah. And if there's a sakana maybe to the person, even a far-fetched sakana, you could even violate an issa daraisa. Shoal Adam Echavero Perek 23, you can borrow from a friend, Kade Yain Vekade Shemin, barrels of wine and barrels of oil, Vavajlo Yomalo, but don't say to the guy, Halveni, lend me. Why? Because if you say, lend it to me, it sounds like a transaction, and that transaction has a Gzeira Shema Yichtov. Maybe the person's going to write it down. Vechen Yisha Mechavar Takikaros, a woman who wants to borrow loaves from her fellow. You could say, can I please have some, but you can't say, can I formally borrow them? Because then you might write it down. If you don't believe the person, so leave the person collateral, leave him a talis. An Erev Pesach in Yerushalayim that fell on Shabbos, and you had to split up the Korban Pesach. You give your talis to the guy who's selling the animals for the Korban Pesach, because you can't buy it from him on Shabbos. You should have bought it from him before. And he can't even make a cheshbon with you, because that's getting into the realm of business, which is a gzeir mekach umemkar. Doing business transactions on Shabbos is a problem of a rabbinic concern. Maybe you're going to write something down. So therefore, you just give the guy a talis, you come back to him after Yontif, and you settle up your account for buying the animal on Chol HaMoed.